our years, you know. Thousands of years, this has all been put into play already. If you actually read your Bible every day, if you've had a devotional life, then you'll have a better understanding that we don't understand all of it, but definitely it's already in play. The things that have been taking place, the things that's going on. And one thing we got to realize, we can't change the Word of God. It's the Word of God. You either believe it or you don't. But it's all been set in order, which means God spoke about what was going to happen, what the enemy was going to do, how Satan would counterfeit. You have to understand, he thinks he's equal. He actually thinks he's equal. And I shared last week, to even say that he's the opposite of God disgraces God. There's no opposite. There's no greater person than God, which means he's not an opponent to God. He can't stand a chance. He's already fallen. He can't get accessibility anymore. And his day will come. And it says, and all those that follow him. So get this right in Matthew where it says that hell wasn't created. See, some people don't even believe there's hell. They just want to believe there's just goody-goody all the time. No, there's good and evil on the earth. And some believe that, but they refuse to acknowledge God. And it is a choice. So today's title is not about your decision or mine. I'm going to go to the prophecy of Joel. He's going to talk about, in that scripture, the last days. Even though we're not in that yet, but it is coming. Prayerfully, we're not here. I told Bible, we're not going to be here when that happens. See, because that valley of decision, the time of decision, and Joel 3:14 speaks of the valley of decision that's actually called the valley of Jehoshaphat. And you all remember Jehoshaphat's battle. The worshipers went down. They didn't have to lift the sword. You know, they did all the fighting. God did the work. But let me share what Jehoshaphat means by definition. The name Jehoshaphat means Yahweh judges. So the valley of decision is where God's going to come and judge. Let me give you the Hebrew. It says, no human on earth will make a decision that day. It will be God's decision. That's a little too late. That time is going to be a time where God actually decides the faith. And it's going to, I'm showing the word, of thousands of nations that will gather. Thousands of people that will come together in that one place of power. And that is in the end days, which we're not there. And I'm thankful we're not there. We're in a time when the lies of man had exceeded so much that the word of God came to pass where it says you shall call good bad and bad good. And it's already in play, which means it's already happening. If we don't realize that, then we're going to be deceived by the deceiver. We're not going to be able to focus on the truth. If you think life is different now, it's going to whole world change once the things happen that God says is going to happen. So you really don't want to be here. This is what I've always shared. You can believe in God, but if you don't believe in the rapture, you're not going to go. Our key area is we got to believe. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you shall be saved in your house. His ministry was founded on that. 1994, Acts 16:31. I believe that word. But it doesn't mean you'll have a life of blessings if you don't follow God. If you choose to go your own path, that's fine. That's what you're going to do. But you got to get Jesus locked in your heart. I choose to follow him. I choose, because you see, you can be a believer, but not a Christian in faith. A Christian is someone that only believes, but follows in the footsteps of Christ. Does that make us perfect? Far from. I am an imperfect man. But I'll tell you what I do always, is I serve God in my love for him in consistency. Don't pull back. Don't walk away. It gets tough. You don't put your head in the ground and drag it through the mud. You stay with him. Because God says, those that endure to the end, it's not the end of your life in the Greek. It's the end of that trial, the end of that storm, the end of that trouble. It says, you shall receive your reward. So you got to be consistent. And let me put it point blank. You're consistent in going to work. You're consistent in the things you used to do. That's all changed now for many. But used to be consistent. Football games were consistent. Basketball was consistent. Soccer was consistent, and they made big money. That's millions of millions of dollars in contract. But I can tell you, very few, and there are some, very few of them did anything for the kingdom of God. And you don't like hearing this. This is the word of God. It's the truth. My purpose on this earth is to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, his standing with our good standing with him. And then he says, I'll add all these things onto you. What is that? Protection, provision. No matter what anybody tells me, they cannot and will not convince me to do anything else. Doesn't matter, to my last breath. Because you see, I know I have a destiny. Death has no sting. I'm born again, spirit-filled, gospel-fed. And I'm not perfect. I make mistakes, but I don't give up. I don't walk away when it gets tough or it doesn't suit my lifestyle anymore. You got to make a choice. I can't choose for you, and I won't. I chose already. My wife chose. My son chose. Prayerfully, all of you will choose. But it's your choice. I'm not here to force you or try to put a burden on you. So a lot of times in this scripture, when I'll share it now, is used, and it's used to bring people to salvation. Praise God. You know, whatever can move the body of Christ, whatever can move people to share with other people, to bring them to know Jesus, I'm for it. But this scripture is not a decision scripture that I'm going to read. It's already going to be decided by God in the valley of decision, the valley of Jehoshaphat. In the Hebrew, it shares it very plainly and gives you, and why am I sharing this? This is the days we're heading toward, and we don't want to be around. You know that party that you know is going to end up with everybody in jail? You don't want to go to that party. No. Stay away from that party. Right? I know they're going to go to jail, but I want to just go because I want to see. You don't want to see. You don't want to be there. You don't want to be part of that. So a lot of people will say, oh, don't preach gloom and doom. You better read your Bible straight. Doom is when we haven't done and made the right decisions that we end up in that valley under the judgment of God. You don't have to believe it. When you're there, that's too late. You're not going to be able to go, I want to make a decision now. God says, no. You have plenty of time to make a decision. The decisions we make every day has an outcome. I've made some decisions that weren't good decisions. But I own it, move toward a better tomorrow. Right? I mean, just own it. Prayerfully get delivered. Don't repeat it. You know, then you become habitual in making mistakes, and that's not going to help. So today I want to share a solid word. Change your attitude and become more consistent with God. If you do that, you'll reap the benefits of what the Word says. And I want to tell you right now, there are many. And I want to tell you, we are blessed in this house. We don't have to be thousands or hundreds. We are. We are just people that love God and we care for God and God cares for us. He says He'll be faithful even when we're not. I mean, who could want to be with anybody else? So I'm thankful today. So as we read this word, and we'll go right into the New Testament to see what Jesus says. So this word isn't a threatening word. Is it a prophecy? Yes. Is it about doom? Yes. But it's not a prophecy about our salvation. It's a prophecy about judgment coming very soon. That's what it's about. It's about God Himself. In the Hebrew, I like what it says. No human that day will have the privilege or the opportunity to make a decision. They actually use the word, no humans upon the earth will decide anything that day. But God Jehovah Yahweh Himself shall judge. That's what it says. And that's what Jehoshaphat means. Yahweh judges. God is a righteous judge. He's going to judge anyway, irregardless. Satan is thought from his fall from grace, which means Satan, which is in the Greek meaning deceiver. When he fell from heaven, when he came out in Revelation, when he was thrown out by Michael and his angels, he fell to the earth. I remember when I first got saved, I go, why you never put him on Mars or Pluto? I'm going to come to Earth, you know. Could have had a lot better, you know. Faraway planets, you know. Maybe through the black hole. Send them. But no, it was a purpose down here. Because people choose to do evil things. But remember, the saying that goes for decades. Evil only triumphs when good people do nothing. So when you watch from your window as crime is committed, you're doing nothing. We don't do it here. We see it. We did it. Got tagged on Thursday. We had to call in the police. And they came down really quick. We were so blessed. And they took care of business, arrested the person which was rummaging through a car that he shouldn't. And God had done a great work that day in just showing that the church is not a silent party that's going to sit in the closet. Not this house, anyway. We report what we see. We bring it in. We'll stand witness. We'll do whatever it takes to make sure that evil does not triumph on our watch. And that doesn't mean for the whole world. It means just right here. We're appointed to just a small area. But I don't know about you, but in my neighborhood, I not only watch out the window, I go outside too. Yeah. And so I see something like, why? Because I live in that neighborhood. Children live in that neighborhood. And if you're not going to do anything about it, you're just as bad as the person on the street doing the crime when you go, "Hey, terrible." You know, the mayor in one of the states who was trying to defund the police department, all of a sudden had a change of heart, huh? When they came to her house and tried to burn it down. Well, there it is. So if it only happens to you, and this is news, I'm not giving you something I made up. What kind of people are that? As long as it doesn't affect me, I don't care. That's not God's people. Remember, ministry is others, not us. not me. Ministry is not me. Ministry is others, helping others, working with others. First of all, most importantly, salvation, of course. But after that, why not give God the open door to come in and you follow him and he's going to take you to a future of destiny and power and greatness. Those that endure, Greek, those that make it till the end of that time of trouble and tribulation, God says, I will reward you openly. That's why the Greek is good to know a little bit. I don't know a lot. I'm not going to speak it in Greek because that would mess it all out. But this is the scripture we're going to. The time of decision. That time will be God's decision, not ours. And today I want to share that with you because we need to prepare ourselves. We need to get ready for God's outpouring. Y'all know the scripture that we live by. And I mean, live by for the year. I don't mean that, you know, this is what we live by. I mean, that's what we live by. And what that scripture is Joshua 3:4. It says God's going to take us someplace we've never been before. It says keep your eye on the presence of God. The priests were in the middle of the Jordan, unlike the Red Sea, which he just parted with the power of the staff. But in that power, things changed. I'm not reading from text right now. I'm telling you something that's going to happen. In verse 5 is the outcome when you go to someplace you've never been before. Are you someplace you've never been before? Amen. So now we're in that place. Verse 5 says, and I will do signs and wonders through you. Are you not hearing me? Oh, y'all, you know what? You should be excited about that because, see, God's signs and wonders isn't you getting an unemployment check. Isn't you praying for the stimulus to activate longer. That's not God's signs and wonders. Signs and wonders, all that stuff doesn't matter. He supplies the need, provides everything that's necessary. We're living in it right now. And I can say, I am so blessed to be a child of God. This has been the hardest time and the blessed most time I've ever lived upon this earth to see God doing things during times of trouble and storm. Let me tell you what, it's easy to praise when everything's good. But how about when everything's on fire around you and you're not knowing what's going to happen when you can go, that's right, Lord, you go ahead, rip it up because you know what you're doing. He's not doing this chaos, but he's going to judge it. Yeah. This is what it says in Joel. The Bible speaks of the valley of decision. Well, today we're talking about just the decision. It says thousands upon thousands are waiting in the valley of decision. There the day of the Lord will soon arrive. Father, we thank you and bless you for this word. Father, no, many may call it fire and brimstone and this is heavy preaching. No, it's just the word of God. And we got to accept God in the fullness, not just we like hearing what applies to us, what makes us feel good. But God, today we come and we humble ourselves. Ask your forgiveness for corrupting America. And having part in it because I'm an American. I'm blessed to be an American. But I believe in the America, God, that you created. I believe in the America that you founded through servants that loved you and cared for you. Fought wars to free people, not for making money and putting into position. But today it's going to be revealed throughout these days and these weeks to come. And those that are in corruption, they shall be removed in their time. But today is the day we need to praise God and give you just all the glory and thank him for what he's about to do in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. And listen, if I'm giving you the word of God and you don't believe it, that's your problem, not mine. You know that, right? I'm just here to preach the word. Many have used the passage of scripture as a challenge to the hearer to bring them to Christ. Well, praise the Lord. That's great. I'll use whatever testimony. Amen. There's nothing wrong with that. But that's not what the scripture is saying. Because at that time, if you wait, it's going to be too late. That day, you don't get to make a decision. That day, God will decide your fate on the earth if you're still here. There's also a different time, but we won't talk about that at this time because I'm going to state the text. So it is an invitation of prophecy that will happen, that will lead to doom for many because of the judgment of God. In verse 2, Joel says, God will gather the nations to the valley of Jehoshaphat. It's the same chapter. In verse 2, God says he will gather the nations to the valley of Jehoshaphat and will enter into judgment with them there on behalf of my people. And it finishes, the valley of Jehoshaphat is the same as the valley of decision. You hearing that? So he's doing it for who? His people. Because you see, and I'm going to show you as we go into the New Testament, I'm going to show you that God is not going to tolerate evil. He's not tolerant of it. He doesn't let it go. He brings it to judgment. That's why whenever I pray, and I pray strong, I don't know how some of you guys pray. I won't repeat because I don't want you guys to pray that way if you don't believe that way. I pray hard. I pray against the enemies of God because the people get hurt. But what I do say at the end of my prayer is, I am not the righteous judge. You are. So I am just a man just praying and knowing people are dying and getting hurt because other people are lying and making money. So I'm just going to praise that to you. I'm going to bring it to a praise to you. I'm going to say, you're the righteous judge. I'm not here to tell God what to do. But I do pray. The Bible says if you pray amiss, it won't happen. But you pray in Jesus' name. And the Father, if it is His will grant that and will take care of that. But you have to realize there's a time frame for that. God will do His judgment when He chooses, when He decides. But they will be judged. Everybody can repent in the time that we have to make a decision. But after that, you don't. And I know I don't want to burst anybody's bubble. I want you to hear this online. If you do not receive Christ, if you reject Christ and something happens, you will go to hell. This is the true word of God. And right now you need to hear it more true than ever because you're believing COVID-19, which really isn't anything. It's a combination of two viruses that they gave it a name, then gave it an identity, and I shared that with you. So if you fear that, then you're fearing the enemy. Not saying things don't exist. I'm just saying you're fearing the enemy. I don't fear the enemy. And COVID-19 is a name that man gave it, 2019. A combination of two, SARS and coronavirus. Do your little homework. You find out you've been lied to. You have been. Is it dangerous? Yeah. Every virus is dangerous. Yeah. Amen. The flu killed a lot of people. Did anybody ever talk about that? No. And they never shut down the city either, and it killed more. Influenza killed more. Go look it up. You see, we can't sit down like minor birds quacking amongst each other and not even knowing the real truth out there. And the little birds are going, what's the matter with you guys? Don't you know the truth? Don't you know the truth? But the big minor birds are just squawking. Ah, 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 this. I'm like, remove him from government. They're blaming people. They got to look at the real enemy and those that serve. Listen, it's not necessarily politicians that ruin everything. It's people with big money. Bill Gates, he's one of them. I'm just going to say, look it up. All these liars that have been lying to us for a long time. But I got good news here and all of that. God knew all this was going to happen. So He's looking to us to trust Him. Right now I trust Him more than I've ever trusted Him before because I know that what He said is coming to pass. And we get to visually see this, experience this. I'm not sad. I'm bothered that innocent people have to be hurt. Families have to be divided. But you got to pay attention. They're trying to test everyone, right? And you might think, that's so innocent. Not so. Because if one person comes out positive in your family, they're going to quarantine all of you, even though you're healthy. That's why they're looking to quarantine what? And test your children out of school. That's going to backfire too, because they're working in the wrong direction. The reason I say that is I trust God. God loves the children. But this is the plan of the enemy, and always his plans backfire, because he lies. But see, so many of us, some of you in here, have believed a lie. And if you believe the lie, then you can't get set free when the truth comes because you don't believe the truth because the enemy already lied. Eve faced the same thing in the garden. Adam should have stood up. Wait. That's not what the Lord said. He said this. I'm not criticizing anybody, but he didn't. Played right into it. Oh, look. Why? A visual effect? Oh, I guess they're okay. You got to understand, the only person going to tell you the real truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth, Jesus. Ain't nobody else can tell you the whole truth and nothing but the truth. And I'm speaking truth. God will never lie. He'll never mislead. But you got to trust Him in the midst of the fire. You got to do like Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. You got to trust Him in the midst of the fire. Amen. You got to trust like Daniel in the lion's den. You got to trust Him when... Listen, Daniel didn't just trust Him while praying in physical view of everybody by his window. He had to trust Him when they threw Him in the pit with the lions. And if your faith ain't good there, well, you're the dinner. So we have to have that faith to trust God. Believe. Why? Because we have a consistency of who we are. Know who you are in Christ. But I'm telling you, in the world, don't tell me before you became born again, you weren't consistent in going to work, doing a good job. Oh, you're not hearing now. You were consistent in making you happy, going on vacation, going to concerts. I did the same thing. Oh, I'm going to go to that concert. I'm going to go to that concert. I'm going to go, that's a new bar. I'm going to go to there too. I'm going to check that bar out. Maybe it's better than the other bar that serves the same liquor, but you know, I'm going to get drunk someplace else. Might have a new view. But we do that now still sometimes in the body of Christ, and that's not with God, that's with the world. We're consistent in locking into that news and listening to them, and have they become God? I listen to keep updated to hear how stupid people can get. Because I look at it, I go, that ain't right. That ain't right. Now, I'm going to just, I'm not going to do actually the phrase, but I don't know if you saw the mayor of Honolulu was speaking and they had an interpreter. Some of you saw that, huh? She was interpreting and people were talking and asking the mayor questions. And then somebody said, mayor. And then she said, mayor. And then he said, F you. And she gave him the signal. And I saw the caption. It said, good for her. Not good for, like good for, but good for her. That she's interpreting everything. But I learned something new in sign language. I didn't know that's what that meant. I thought it meant something else. But now I know. But she did. I thought that was kind of funny, even though I know it's not polite. But I thought that was kind of funny. Like, it's about time somebody actually interpret everything. And not just go. She was moving so fast, that's why she couldn't help it. She's like, when she did, I went, whoa. Okay, we know where that was directed. She caught herself. She did. But she was moving so fast. So anyways, but that's what verse 2 says. It says that on behalf of God's people, on behalf of all of us that love him and honor him and receive him. Does that mean you don't go through hard times? No. I don't have the answers to all the differences and why. But I tell you something I do know. God's about to do signs and wonders through his people. That is the word of God. I hold the word. And it doesn't matter how long it takes. Like I said, we've been serving God for a long time. And I'm not bragging. But I'm not about to give up now. Eh? Pastor Randy always says, I came too far to give up now. And that's the attitude we have to come. We've come too far. If you're not going to wait to see what's on the other side, you'll never get what he has for you. If it's all conditional like Joab, who served David for 40 years, but once David was dying in his bed without sickness, without disease, without a wound, he was just tired of fighting, and he was a warrior, true and true. It just happened. He went with Adonijah, David's son. For 40 years of commitment. You see, that loyalty has no honor. That loyalty has an effect of what you want for you. So if it doesn't have a blessing for you, if it doesn't have something involving what you want, then you're not going to go. You're going to lean. That's why David called for Benaiah to bring forth Solomon, to protect him, to bring him to the house, to anoint him. And while they was jumping around and drinking and going, they said, hey, there's something happening on the streets. What's happening? They're proclaiming Solomon king. You're not hearing me. See, you got to be at the right place at the right time. His intention, Joab's intention, was to serve him and put him in position so he would have a position in the new kingdom upon the earth. But he was with the wrong king. We make mistakes like that when you got false motives and hidden intentions. You got to serve God because he sees your heart just like mine. We got to serve God with the right intentions, with the right motives. It has to be for him and what he has for us. That's why the right choices, decisions got to be made now. Younger people, little bit older people, and little bit older people. Safe, right? Thanks. And all of that said to say what God wants to say. So this passage is about people choosing before the decision comes at that time that God has to make. That's what it's really about. Decision of judgment. With all the lies and deception in our leaders today, and there's many, in all the offices of government that is not fulfilling the truth of God, all those offices, doesn't matter which one it is, from the states to the medical profession of the world who has deceived us day by changing their story, to confuse. When people keep changing their story, when you're in a courtroom, they throw that witness out. Because that witness is not valid and has no credentials to give the proof that is needed. This is what we're looking at. I'm not talking about the medical profession on the front lines, fighting every day, doing the things they have to do, working with the people, struggling, the EMTs risking their life, police risking their life, fire department risking their life. When you go to the store, they don't want to be next to you because they think you might have COVID-19. We had a police officer come in here because of an incident that happened on Thursday. One on the road arresting the gentleman across the parking lot. One came in. He came in, and the first thing he did to me was put out his hand. That's not what they're teaching you. I shook his hand, bring him in. Benaiah shook his hand, and Benaiah and him hugged for the biggest hug. And that policeman was so blessed by it. Why? Because that's how they're being treated out there. You want them to do their job, but don't come near us. We're so afraid. You know who I fear? God. The Bible says you can fear anybody. This is Word. New Testament. You fear anybody, fear Him who can send your soul and body into hell. Ask what it says. What is wrong with us that we're not believing the Word of God? Oh, Pastor Rocky's saying this. Oh, he's making trouble again. I'll make as much trouble as I like in a Word. Amen. Why? Because then when I live the Word, I get the blessing of it. Yeah? So don't criticize me. I just love God. And I'm imperfect. I'll tell you, I'm imperfect. I make mistakes. But my decision is always to go with the Word. My decision is always to follow the Word and work with the Word. Word working in me. Amen? And that's really the most important thing that we can do for ourselves. So with all those things happening, what do we go to? We go to Matthew 25:32. I'm going to read from the Good News Translation. Isn't that good news? The Good News Translation. I know when they called it that, it must have been a reason. Now, different translations decipher and bring forth word different through the Greek, because the original is written in the Greek. But as time goes on, they find out more things in an explanation and breaking down that word to give us a better insight. But, some translations you got to watch out, because it'll eliminate the words prayer and fasting. I don't know about you, but prayer and fasting, it works. And if some of you don't fast, maybe you should try and take care of business. My first pastor, Pastor Jory, I remember he shared a testimony. God had him to fast for 7 days, but he didn't know what he was fasting for or about. So he fasted 7 days. Do you know at the end of the 7 days, they found his dad that was lost? He had some, memory issues. No. When I heard that testimony, I went, all right now. So you don't got to know why you're fasting if God says, fast. Why, God? I don't understand. What am I fasting for? Who am I fasting for? What is it all about? Lose some weight? Not so much sweets? Too much rice? I mean, because we go through our mind all kinds of stupid stuff, God says, I'm calling you to fast because he might tell you, don't eat at all. Oh, whoa. I got to eat, right? I get hungry, right? After a few days, what does the scientist say? Well, I don't know. Scientists say that Jesus should have died after that 40 days and 40 nights. Moses should have died after 40 days and 40 nights with no food and no water. But yet I hear people on the ocean survive miraculously. Why? Because God knows exactly how he created us. And if God be for you, who can be against you? I know that if I was in the middle of the ocean all by myself, no more food, I'd be crying out. More than just for a fishing pole. Amen. And I'll also be saying, don't let no shark see me. Amen. Hallelujah. Anyways, Matthew 25:32 says this, Good News Translation. And the people of all the nations will be gathered before him. This is God. Then he will divide into two groups. This is talking about Jesus. Just as the shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. This is New Testament is what's actually going to happen. It's taking place. The word of God in Malachi chapter 3 and verse 18 says, you will distinguish, you will see again those that serve me and those that do not. From the beginning of this time, we now see who really serves God. And what the good news is that if you weren't, you can jump right back in. Oh. That's what we heard this morning from the worship leader. God's grace is sufficient. Yeah. It's so wonderful. It's good news. It's really good news. You can be astray for so many years and come back and go, God, please forgive me. He's good. He'll bring you back in. Take a hug. Amen. Might slap you on the head a couple times. I don't know, depending on what you was doing. I don't know what you was doing. I know I got a couple of slaps sometimes, but I realized after a few, I don't want no more. Right? Amen. But he is gracious. He is loving and caring. I'm not here to bring doom and gloom. I'm here to give you hope in the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is a powerful word. This is a powerful word. Listen, we all better learn a language. I know you get that later. Now, I don't know what kind of noise goats make, so I'm not going to... What kind of... that's a sheep, right? Bah, what did I say? Nah. I got to watch the animal kingdom. I got to get this right. So we got to be part of the sheep group. Amen. One thing about goats I can tell you, naturally, in the natural realm, the nature realm, that's why they're always tied. You ever notice goats are tied usually and sheep are let loose? Because sheep will only eat down to the top. Goats will eat the root and leave nothing for nobody else. Actually, you can find that information in a wonderful book that I got from Pastor Les many, many years ago, Sheep, Goats, and Wolves. So you can identify in the church the difference between them. Because there are wolves in the church. They look like sheep. Amen. They sound like sheep, but they definitely don't smell like sheep. And they got bigger teeth. Just kidding. Spiritually. But that really is sheep, like I said, they just go around, they just eat, you know, they eat the grass, and then they can take them to another meadow. Most times, I remember my stepdad had his little farm on the Big Island, the goat was tied on a pole, it would go around and sit in a circle, and all that grass would be eaten, only dirt left. Because they leave nothing for no one else. You hear the word? Why God is separating the sheep from the goats? Because they're self-centered, selfish, and this is what they do. Y'all sheep, though, so you ain't nothing to worry about, right? Not nah, bah. Okay, I got that. I get them animal kingdom things down, I tell you. So this will take place at the end, the Joel prophecy. And in this prophecy, too, he's talking about the end times where everything gets separated. But meanwhile, God says, you're going to discern. You're going to be able to see today who really is my children and who is not. So aren't you seeing it already in public?
Yeah.
Even some that proclaim to be?
Yeah.
I read an article yesterday. You know how you get those things on your phone and you wonder, is that true? But they have pictures of people. Are those people real? Or did they take them out of a magazine? So anyways, they shared about a pastor who went to work, went to his wife's workplace, and shot her. Yeah. Now, he has a following on internet. He doesn't have an actual sanctuary that he worships at. But he has, like, mega followers, it said. But they don't know why. There's wicked and evilness all over this place. And if you ain't really locked into God, you can be used by the enemy. As he would try to implant thoughts into you and things to confuse your mind. God is not the author of confusion. He's the finisher of his work.
Amen.
You know? And some of you get mad. Some people left the church because I mentioned Trump a few times. Oh, whatever. No, really. I'll say it online. You know what he said when he was interviewed by Fox News? A very short segment. They said, if you get your next 4 years... they always ask, right? What's the first thing you're going to do? I love his first response. He goes, I'm going to finish it. I like that. You know why? If you start something, you want to finish it, right? My wife always tells me, you got to finish that. Finish that. I don't know about any other men, but I got stuff to finish. You're all perfect in here, right? You know, I don't have nothing to finish. I don't want a punch list. I burned it, right? You burned that punch list already, right? Thank you. One honest person, maybe two. But this is what Trump is saying. What I started, what I said, I want to finish. And that's what he's saying. Very few presidents like him. I'm not saying that he's not different in many ways and forms, but he doesn't get a salary. It's not for the money. He's got plenty of money. He was challenged. He went through all kinds of things. And one of the things you might want to think about is he was in the realm of all these billionaires. So he knows their corruption.
Yeah.
So he had all the insight to reveal it. Now, they want him out of the picture. This is why he hired his own Secret Service. A lot of ex-military, special forces. Why? Because he can trust them. But the Secret Service, he also said, could have been tainted. He fired the CIA guy, the FBI guy. I mean, he's just, you know, the apprentice. Clean house. You got to hire people. You got to work with people you can trust. And the world might not see it, but that's what he was doing. He was cleaning up some areas. He's not perfect. He's just a man, but he comes from lineage. He comes from good background, powerful, godly background, from mama to grandma. So there's seed. And that seed is birthed now, and we as the church got to see that and do what is right in God's eyes, not in man's eyes. It's time we take the First Amendment right further than anybody else had taken it, and they're doing it on the streets already. And then who told me this morning? Was it Pastor Capuni about the ones in Waianae got arrested? Who told me that? Nana Cooley. Who is that? You told me that. Yeah. So a couple of guys in Nana Cooley got arrested for holding up Trump signs. Yeah, because they're on lockdown. But if it was Black Lives Matter, they might have rolled, right? If it was on the mountain, it's okay. I pray that all the people that was on the mountain, come on down. I know they're down now, but come on down. Let's do something about this.
Come on.
He was up on a mountain freezing. Come on down. Go do it, because this is your nation. This is Hawaii. This is the beautiful place that God had created. Do what's right in God's eyes. Stand for something that is greater than you. I give those guys credit in Nana Kuli. There must have been a little bit of a hustle, you know. I said, well, they wasn't standing far enough apart. Because if they're standing far enough apart and they're single, that's the law, right?
Yeah.
You can do it with only one, right?
Yeah.
Now, how does that grab you? You can go. Danlin, you can go to the beach, but don't take your husband and your kids. Just you sit on the beach by yourself. If you go hiking, go by yourself. The professional hiker that has a business said, nobody goes hiking by themselves. That's too dangerous. I mean, no, seriously, this is common sense. And I'm not afraid to say it on film. Let's think about this just for a minute. That's a lie. So confused, you know what I mean? I don't know how many pills you take in a day. What are we going to do next? I know. Everybody go single now. Come on. And you know what? I don't bite into that. I'm like, what? What? And then they were saying, got to be careful in the water. It might transmit it one time. No, that's not true. They said that 2 weeks later. It's not true. They're guessing. Yeah, take this. Let's see if it works. Oh, I'm sorry. You died. That's all right, Mark. So let's try somebody else. And they're vaccinating 30,000 and checking it out. Yeah. And you know that a few people on the vaccine, the first people, they got sick, yeah? They got really badly sick from something else. Yeah. What would that be? Maybe something they put in you?
Yeah.
Oh, let's take that out of there. That's not working. I'm sorry. I'm not a doctor, and I've been criticized. What's your degree? I said, I'm a surviving warrior.
Yeah.
Yeah. Spirit-filled surviving warrior. So I survive because I believe God. I trust God. Now, I'm not saying that these things don't exist. The virus is real. The struggle is real. Yes. And it can be dangerous for some, yes? But they've got everybody paranoid that you're wearing masks. You can't even identify the bad guys from the good guys. When they rob the stores, you don't know what they look like. They're all masked up. Everybody goes in. Everything's in chaos. How many times did the doctors that actually knew said, the mask ain't working? Oh, let me review you. California fires, people were wearing the mask. They said, take the mask off. It's going to be worse for you. It's not helping you with the smoke. Not unless you got a gas mask. Oh, come on. I'm trying to help you here. It's not my opinion. It's what's locally available. And you got government officials going, what? And some states are going, what's wrong with Hawaii? No, yeah. Because I contact people in California. And you remember, you know Harry Salem, right? He's got a strong view of our governor. He's an Arab that don't give a rip. What do you got to tell you? He'll tell you straight. You know what he said? Tourists are not the enemy. They're not. And then now they want to do bubble hotels? What the heck is that? They're going to privately put you in a hotel, put a bubble on you, and basically, you know, I'm just saying. And then they're going to let you have the beach, but locals can't go. Oh, that ain't going to work. Locals come around the water, they're going to invade your beach. They're going to, oh, no, this is not your beach. This is our beach. You can't do that. I mean, locals, meaning residents of Hawaii, we can't go to that beach because you're going to bubble them. What are they going to do? Quarantine, right? They're going to make all available for them. Slides, restaurants, and food. But what about them? Are they going to be like a covert party over there? Because if you're saying that all these gatherings are bad, why are you saying that that can happen? They just got to open it up. And I don't know about you, but it hasn't been those places that they closed that had the virus. Anybody really pay attention to that? So I'm saying this because the last scripture I'm going to share now. I'm not trying to criticize. I just want you to realize. Listen, if you want to believe the lie, I'll pray for you. I pray for you anyway, but I don't know what I can do for you if you want to believe the lie. I believe the truth. Now, I'm not saying that you don't have to do what you want. That's why we leave it at your discretion, yeah? And it's your decision. When that officer came in, he had a mask, but we didn't. He didn't feel bad. Just give us a big old hug. Might have been the pizza you sent. Not sure, sure. They're responding fast too. So. But blessing is very important. When a nurse walks in, I had a security guy come to my house to check our alarm system. A wonderful young man, younger than me anyway. But he said that his cousin is a nurse, and some of you that are nurses and work in the profession, you might know. Cousin is a nurse and went to Costco. The people moved out of line because she was from work, yeah. She had her scrubs, yeah. And she felt bad, but praise God, she stood up. You know what she did? She kept moving up the line.
Yeah.
Moving up the line. So everybody moved out of the line. The guy went, good for you. And she came right in. I went, praise the Lord. That person didn't stand down on the ignorance of people.
Thank you.
So if they want to move out of line, no problem. So she kept on going. Yeah. No, she didn't do that. I did that. That's something I would do. Ah, you know, Everybody run away, praise God. All right, I can go in the store by myself now. Seriously, that's what it seems like. It's just, why do you treat people like that? Listen, do you see Satan in this? I'm going to say it slowly and calmly. He's dividing us. We don't even want to socialize with each other. That's wrong. It's wrong. We are huggable people. We are huggable people. Don't be afraid. Use wisdom, but don't be afraid. Benaiah and that officer embraced. And it wasn't just a small hug. That officer seemed like he really needed that hug. I was right there. I was like, oh, I was going to cry. Oh, my God. He's like, because they treat them the same way. Till you call them up. Right? I'm not going to come out, but outside my house, I got problems. I'm not coming out. You want a glass of water? I'll roll you the bottle. What has happened to us? It's ridiculous. Get out there and just praise the Lord. Sister Kapoor shared a little bit about the hand sanitizer. It was a woman, right? And her hands caught on fire. Just wanted to let you know, watch out. Because it's flammable. Don't go around open flames. You're barbecuing, watch out. That ain't the Holy Ghost fire, let me tell you right now. You cannot go, oh, power! Oh, no, that's not the kind of power we want. When Sister Kapoor said that, I'm like, wow. See what I mean? So we can trust God. Do you agree with that? We can trust Him. And it's your choice, of course. During the storms of life and corruption, God still never changes. He's still the best and most honest person you can have in your life. I was sharing with Heva that I can have faith for her, but she has to build her faith to meet with mine so she can accomplish what she needs. I can love you, but I can't give you love for you to love someone else. I can share my love with you. You have to have that in you. Let's not be like Joab. He had loyalty until it didn't serve him. That's no honor, people. We have to be honorable people. God is an honorable God, a respectful God. So we must believe in Him with all that is in us. And if you do that, then Romans 10:11 in closing. Thank you for your time today. And it speaks and it says this way, as the scriptures tell us, anyone who trusts and believes in Him, which is Christ Jesus, will never be put to shame. So you'll never be ashamed because you're not going to get busted for stupid things and lies. You're not going to be ashamed because you're standing on a truth greater than you, greater than me. You're standing on a truth that you actually have to, listen, we've been brainwashed so long that it takes time to help people to see the truth. I remember, and I'm not going to mention, but one of my brother-in-laws said one time to me, yeah, you brainwashed. And what I said was, I choose who washes my brain. Amen. I didn't do that dance. I was actually mad at that time. I was a young Christian. I was like, you like fight, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, that's going to solve a problem, right? Let me show you how much Jesus loves me. You know, it doesn't work that way. As the scripture says in closing, as the scriptures tell us, it says more than one, it's a plural. Anyone who trusts or believes, I did a different translation. One will say trust, one will say believe, but this one combines them both. Who trusts and believes. Are you hearing me? Yes. Trust in God, and you believe what you trust and in whom you trust. So trust and believe in God, in Jesus Christ, and that person will never, never be put to shame. Open English translation says, will never be disappointed. I don't know about you. I don't like disappointments. Right? Is this something you wish was different and could have been different? This morning, I just want to encourage you. Ask God. Seek the Lord. If you haven't and you don't have a consistency on it, have a daily devotion with God. Read the Word. It doesn't matter how long. You don't got to go into hours. But at least read the Word every day consistently. Start in a pattern. Start in Genesis or start in the New Testament if you want. We have so many devotions. We have our personal devotion. Not because we're pastors. We have our personal devotion in the morning. We have a devotion together. We have a devotion before bed. And we have one at the table at night that Pastor Bobby encouraged us to start months and months ago. I think it was during the fast. And what we do is we went through all the New Testament, and we're now starting in the Gospels, which means we didn't do the Gospels. We went from the book of Acts, I believe. Well, we all read. James. You started in James?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we just kept on moving. And then we went back, right, okay. But we did all the books, basically, including Revelation. And then now we're in the Gospel of Matthew. But we're doing it as a family. The more consistent you are of bringing forth the word, the more consistent God is of exposing the power through you and the truth in you. You get stronger, believe it or not. It's like eating food that strengthens you, amen? Not eating pork rinds every day just because they taste good. I know what I'm talking about. So what I'm saying is spiritually, it feeds you, it gives you nourishment, it gives you encouragement. The Bible says the word of God is pure, it is holy, it is righteous. It also says that it brings healing. Somebody know what I'm talking about. It brings healing. I don't know about you, I need healing. And Pastor Bobby said it, sometimes God heals us, we don't even know. He lets us know later. That's why if we're always worshiping and praising, we have an advantage in the area that we're always in the right place at the right time with God. Amen. Need doing better, Sister Wanda? Man, it's going to even get better. Pretty soon you're going to start drop kicking again. I'm telling you, that's right. She's a powerful woman of God. And we're important that we give God praise for those things. And even people that may not give them praise enough, then we should praise for them. I thank God during the day for miracles that I'm out in the yard early in the morning. Thank you, God, for that miracle for that person. Thank you, God, for that miracle for that person. Thank you, God, because then you're acknowledging. And what it does is it stirs up heaven, and God wants to do more miracles. Jehovah Rapha, the healer. Jesus, the great physician. Not any physician. Ask him. He's the great physician. Ask him. He'll tell you. So today I just want to encourage you. God loves you. He cares about you. He wants you to live the truth because that will keep you free. Free from what? Anxiety. Free from stress. Free from depression. And right now I bind that spirit of suicide, not out of Christ in me, because that thing is running too rampant in the world and people are getting depressed. They're getting upset. They're getting oppressed. Why? Because of all this pressure and seclusion. Young people. So we bind that spirit in the name of, and it is a spiritual movement of the enemy. We bind it in Jesus' name. I'll say whatever is bound on heaven is bound on earth, whatever loosened. So we loosen the power of God right now in the name of Jesus to come against that spirit. Angels to encamp and to do their bidding against this evil and to encamp about your home. Psalm 91, that you will be safe. That he will be in you, a place of refuge. You can count on him. Not asking you to count on me. Count on God. And Jesus will always rule in your life. So start a devotion. Make sure you pray in the morning. It doesn't have to be long, lengthy. Just acknowledge it. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I bless you. You know what I thank him for? I thank him for life and health. Jehovah Shalom. The God that brings forth these powerful gifts. Right? Isn't that what it says? Shalom. That's why they use that word. It involves your health. It involves your well-being. It involves your wealth in God. Peace. It gives you peace, health, and wealth. That's what shalom basically means. So when I say, Wally, Jehovah Shalom, God grant you peace, health, and wealth. All that you need to be able to do the things you have to. And don't complain. Amen. Minor birds, they're always squawking. Hallelujah. The other birds just watch. Don't be minor birds. Be like eagles, amen? You get the job done. This morning I pray in the name of Jesus that you would hear the word of the Lord. That when the decision comes at that time, we won't be here because we made a decision that Jesus Christ is Lord of our life. So if you're watching this morning or when you watch later, today is the day. So if you pray with me, the Bible says you need to recognize. So we ask to raise your hand. So if you're watching out there, God sees. I cannot see, but he can see your hand raised. Raise your hand to acknowledge, yes, that's me. I'm the one that you're going to be speaking to this morning. I'm the one that's going to ask. But we always pray together as a team and as the body of Christ. So do this in acknowledgement and just pray. Say, Lord Jesus, forgive me my sins. Come into my heart and be the Lord of my life. Thank you, Father, for sending your son to die for me. You rose him from the dead. He's seated at your right hand. I receive him today. And I know that I'll never be the same again. In Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Praise the Lord. God is good. Let's give him some praise. If that was your first time making that decision, and that is a decision you made, God's going to change your life. Give us a call. Email us. We want to pray with you. We want to help you, direct you to a church nearby or a church that's open, prayfully, and be able to acknowledge that, you know, God is going to do great things in your life. If God touches you to sow a seed, and we have a great foundation, we're a missions church. We have about 24 outreaches, I just was told. And so in that, we serve and we help the community also locally. And we're just so blessed. So all you have to do is go to the website, wordoftruthmaui.org, and it'll take you right to the site. It'll direct you where you should go, a little green button on the top, and you can sow your seed. But God bless you. God heal you. God overpower you. And in the house, may the Lord always watch over us and give us the strength we need in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to take